Your taxes hold the key.
Government entities are now required to pay GCT on all their purchases. This became effective June 1. This new policy means government ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, will no longer be able to have their invoices or purchase orders zero-rated at a tax office. Suppliers are therefore required to charge GCT at the applicable rates to MDAs on goods and services which are subject to GCT. The GCT must be reflected on all applicable invoices. Under the new provisions, the ministries, departments and agencies, as well as designated public bodies, will not pay the GCT directly to the supplier, but must instead withhold the amount and issue a withholding tax certificate to the supplier. For further information, call the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
How much do you know about the services offered by the Children and Family Support Unit? Test your knowledge on this edition of Get the Facts. The Children and Family Support Unit in the Ministry of Youth and Culture provides intervention for vulnerable children and their families, which helps to prevent children from being placed in state care.
As an organization, we want our children to remain in their own family environment. So state care cannot keep all our kids, so we try to work with the family and their children, try to work closely with the family in keeping the children in their own home.
Acting team leader for the Children and Family Support Unit, Jean Duhaney. The Children and Family Support Unit caters to children aged 6 to 17 years. It offers a range of services to families.
A major part of what we do is individual and group counseling sessions for our clients. With our parents, we do parenting seminars twice per month, first and third Wednesday. A great part of what we do, we try to link our clients with the necessary resources.
The unit has established a system where vulnerable children are referred to other government partners that can also provide assistance.
Our partner agencies such as the PATH office, the Poor Relief, the Food for the Poor, any intervention, any service that they would need, child guidance, that sort of thing, we link them with these persons through our referral system that we have.
Since the Children and Family Support Unit was established in 2009, it has seen over 2,500 cases.
We have had success cases. For me, success is not about, you know, a child who is able to acquire 10 CXCs or so, but it's incremental change in terms of behavior that you would see over a period of time. Yes, some of our children have moved on to be able to do their CXCs, you know, but the great part of it, many of the kids who come to us, it's a result of behavioral problems. And so when we're able to see a child move from a stealing or a sleeping out or being disrespectful throughout his school to a sense of stability, and that behavior has now been changed and they are moving as is expected, conforming to rules and so forth, those are the sort of changes that we see on a daily basis.
Acting team leader for the Children and Family Support Unit, Jean Duhaney. For more information on the services of the Children and Family Support Unit, call 948-6218 or 948-1145. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are telling every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.